Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Governor's recommendation for migration rejected. On this day, May 17th in the year 1860, the Barbadian newspaper reported that the Barbados House of Assembly had refused to, quote, comply with the governor's recommendation to assist by a small grant of £100 some families now about to emigrate to Jamaica, end quote. In this case, the persons who were attempting to emigrate were poor white Barbadians, who, according to the supporters of the scheme, were hoping to relocate to quote-unquote healthy localities in less populous islands. The fact that white Barbadians were attempting to emigrate from the island was not new. According to historian Dr. Carl Watson, during the mid-17th century, some 30,000 Barbadian whites departed the island for North and South America and other islands of the Caribbean. Many of these white Barbadians were small farmers who had been displaced as the island developed its sugarcane economy, and they needed larger acreages for profitable production. These white Barbadians were replaced by thousands of enslaved Africans who became the labor force on the plantations and would eventually become the majority racial group of the Barbadian population. The less well-off Barbadian whites who remained in Barbados found employment as overseers on plantations, as shopkeepers, militia tenant farmers on the rocky edges of plantations, fishermen, and seamstresses making slave garments. Again, Carl Watson makes the point that during this period, about half of the poor white population of Barbados, quote, lived in abysmal poverty as job openings became increasingly restricted with the rise in number of skilled slaves, end quote. Watson further added the observation of a visitor to the island who stated that, quote, in no other colony is the same number of unemployed whites to be met with as in Barbados, end quote. The white elites who controlled the Barbadian government did very little to better the condition of the poor white population. In fact, it can be said that this segment of the population, by any measure, was forgotten. The introduction of large sugarcane cultivation and slavery therefore had a devastating impact on the poor white population of the island. The negative response of the Barbadian House of Assembly to the request for assistance made by the governor was therefore not surprising, with the assembly claiming that it was concerned about protecting the emigrants from being quote-unquote imposed on. The article made the point that any assistance to the emigrants was well deserved, considering that the condition of the poor white population had deteriorated since emancipation. The article further stated that the poor whites had served the slaveholders during the period of slavery and were afterwards abandoned. Some poor whites had been able to adjust to the post-emancipation situation, but according to the article, quote, some had died off, and many are still in miserable circumstances, and almost any change to less populous regions would be beneficial to them, end quote. Finally, the article suggested that the would-be emigrants should be assisted by the legislature from public funds. The fact that the legislature had defied the governor showed that they were in no mood to assist their poor white brothers and sisters.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.